Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omid Aleph. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simon Tof Resh Mem Tes, and we begin on the very last line of Kuf Chof Omid Beis with Siv Dalet. The Mechaber tells us about these Ganos Hatzeirim, Shel Ode Kochovim. We'll explain what this means in a moment. These are certain orchards or gardens that belong to the Ovi Kochovim, and things like this, Uchayotzvem, Mibote Shamoshim, or similar gardens that belong to the Shamoshim, the users of the Avodah Zarah. In these situations, Mutar Lito Misham Lulav Oshar Minim, you would be able to take from these gardens the Lulav or any of the Dalad Minim to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, Lemitzvah. This is allowed. And the Ramah adds, Vafilu ha'ila natua lefnei avodas kochavim, even it was planted in front of the Ovid Kochavim's area, kozman she'ein ovdin o'ilan, as long as they're not actually worshipping these trees, it is permissible. This is brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now we said a lot over here. Let's go back and look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nechatei. He tells us, Hu inyan mi mishor seho akum, these young men are the servants or the workers of the Avodah Zarah. And Sivkot and Chavav, you're allowed to take from such gardens. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hine lefi hamavur b'yoredei esim kufim megimu siv gimel, in the shach over there, and the teres kenim over there. So he says, Ein mutar li tol mehem ki im shehu b'chinam v'lo b'sachar. When you're allowed to go take these items that haven't been worshipped by the Avodah Zarah, but they just belong to the Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to go and take them, but you're not allowed to pay for them because you wouldn't be allowed to go and help support the Avodah Zarah. So you can take them if they give them to you for nothing, but you can't go and pay for them. And he says in Yerodeya, Afilu im hamos not lin hakohanim liatzim, even if it doesn't go to the Avodah Zarah, but the priests of the Avodah Zarah, they get, they're entitled to these funds, and even though v'lo l'avodas kochavim, it doesn't go to the Avodah Zarah. So what's the difference over there versus over here? So he says, V'efsha, the Mishnah Berurah says, D'sha Mayri, in Yerodeya, the dealing, Shemitchila, Nodvu Hagino, L'shem Avodah Zarah, that garden was donated to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, V'haperos, Yushayochim, L'misham Sheha. And therefore, the fruits of that garden are going automatically to the workers or the priests of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, L'hochi also, L'hanos, L'misham Sheha. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and benefit them. But here, we're not talking about the garden belongs to the Avodah Zarah, and that the benefits from the garden go to the Avodah Zarah, or to the Kumrim, to the priests. Well, Das Ramasham in the Haggah, and the Ramah over there in Yeruday says, he's more makel, and he says that you're allowed to, even there, to be makel, as long as it's not actually in the courtyard of the Avodah Zarah. And the funds that you're paying for, the produce, go to the priests, and not for the needs of the Avodah Zarah. And he says, go look over there. Now, let's look a little bit more and understand this a little bit better. In the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMaschil, Ganos Hatzirim, the Chofetz Chaim reiterates what he said here in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, I in the Mishnah Berurah, in our case, we're talking about Shagina lo nadvu me'olam l'shem avodas gilulim. The garden here is not given as a donation to the avodas gilulim. And according to Ramah in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Gimel in the Haggad there, Yaakoponim Mayri the Hagina ain't omedes with Chazar Akub. Like we pointed out, it doesn't sit. The garden doesn't sit in the courtyard of the avodas zara. And he says v'chein hadin shal Ramah. Here the Ramah writes, the cause of Afilu ha'ilan ha'natul lefnei ha'akum shari, when the Ramah says here, even if it's planted in front of the Avodah Zarah, the garden is in the courtyard of the Avodah Zarah, this is the din of the Ramah, Afilu ha'ilan ha'natul lefnei ha'akum shari, because he's talking about the natu shamosheyem, that the workers of the Avodah Zarah planted this garden, or anachrim, or the goyim planted it, litzorach shamosheyem, lechol perosheyem, it was for them to eat the fruits, below Myri did not to us on the Shema of Rizkilulim Hasamachlem, and not for the usage of the Avodah Zarah. Because the Ayu note in Osan Lashema of Rizkilulim, if they were to have planted it for the Avodah Zarah, by Paris Yu Shayach Limisham Shehen, in that situation, Afil Ramah would say, Osir Liso Liknosu, Afil Bechol Hashan Lios Mahan Lchonim, because then you're doing it specifically to benefit the Kumrim, and that is not allowed. And Bir Halacha goes and continues here to answer a couple of questions. Ayin Shem for the rest of this Bir Halacha. The issue footnote number 43 brings down, Avolim Eino Nosin Lekohanim, if you don't give it to the Kumrim, to the priests, but just the stam workers that are there go take the funds. So then the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya says, mutuli tol afilu b'sad. Then you would be allowed to go even in Yoredeya and go and purchase from them for money, because then it's not going to the Avodah Zarah, it's not going to the priests, it's just going to the gardeners. And that you're allowed to go and give them money. Then the Mishmur continues, Sivkot Chav Zayin, he says that you're allowed to be Yotzei le-mitzvah. You can even fulfill the mitzvah with these. However, the Mishmur says, this is not ideal. And if you have any alternative, even if they're not as nice, there'll be less of a hadar. He brings out from the Sefer Hasidim, it's preferable to use something else. This is pasnish to use this. And he says, look in the Bir Aloha. I in the Bir Aloha. If you look over here in the Bir Aloha, Dibra Maskel Mitzvah, he says, look in the Mishmur Berurah. He brings down the Sefer Hasidim, the Mikom Mokom, im yesh acherim yikach acherim. You should do this. He then brings down some statements for the Prima Godim, Ayin Sham, but he concludes at the end and he says, Afilu Hochi. Hevi b'magin Avraham b'shem Sefer Chasidim. The Magin Avraham quotes the Sefer Chasidim, the Tovios Likach Acherim, that even though there may be room to be Mekel, it'd still be better to go and take some others rather than this. And the bottom line, Yosef Ladina, the Chofetz Chaim says, Hechad lo nodvu hagino l'shem Avodas Gilulim. If the gino wasn't donated for the Avodah Zarah, and gam omde michutz l'chatzer ha'akum, and it's outside the actual courtyard of the Avodah Zarah, en l'hakben hazeh, then you can use this even l'chat chila. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Ches, and he writes, Avo Mishishil Liyodo, if in fact they were to have begun worshipping these trees, so that Ozan Alulovin, Vaperos, Shinim Zuaz, then anything that had already grown on the tree that wasn't worshipped, but it's on the Elon of this tree that is now being worshipped, Asur L'Chachil L'Gavoa, that certainly can't be used for any mitzvah L'Gavoa, for anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the moss, that's disgusting, that it comes from a tree that's actually being worshipped. And anything that grows after it's already started to be worshipped, that's not only most, that's asur and aflehejot, that's also bahanah, that is not allowed to be used. That is also bahanah as a avodah zarah. Then he adds, v'yeshomrim, shim kotzat so achum achar kach, if the guy cut it off, however, v'nosal yisrael, and gave it to a yid, then shari mitam bito, then it actually would be allowed. And he says, even for the mitzvah, af l'gavoa, shari, below mikre mos, that would not be considered disgusting in this situation, mishum shenishtane shinui godo, because it had a dramatic change over here. Number one, the bishas avoda loyo esrog v'lulovin v'godo achrikein, because at the time of the avoda, that it was being worshipped, the esrog and l'lovin weren't there. And now, this shinui, that it was cut off, so therefore it would be permissible in this scenario. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Kol Elu Sho'omarnu, that which we said in the previous Sifim in this Simen, that they are Shem Psulim, that you can't use them, whether it was a stolen or was borrowed, etc., the Asherah tree, the Irinidachas, etc., all of these things that we said, Shem Psulim, Mimnei Mumim Shebiyarnu, for the blemish, the problem that we explained, or Mimnei Gozel Ugnevo, or because it was actually stolen, B'yom Tov Rishon Bavad, all of these are only possible on the first day of Yontif. And the Mishnah will explain exactly why. Avol b'shar yomim hakol kosher. For the additional days of Sukkot, which is only a din d'rabbanan outside the Beis HaMikdash, they are all kosher. Now let's understand this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chavtes that this is the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Hu Lashon HaRambam. He's quoting the Rambam straight. V'sosam ha-mechaber l'dina k'mosa. And the Mechaber doesn't take any other opinions. He just quotes the Rambam straight as the Stam Halacha. However, as we'll see, v'das ha-ramah b'seh, we'll see in a moment the opinion of the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed, he says that these are psulim only on the first day, all of these mumim. Da. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the yesh behen shein psulim mishum shein ohadar. Some of them are possible for different reasons. Some of them are possible because they're not hadar. And others, v'yesh behen mishum shein b'chlal chaser. Others are possible because they're lacking something, they're missing something. V'das ha-rambam mekulam, as we said, the Mechaber is quoting the Rambam over here. The opinion of the Rambam is all of them are only unacceptable on the first day, but lahach shemi yomishu ve'ela, but they can be good from the second day and onwards. Now, das shari poskim yivol l'kame. We'll see other opinions momentarily. Now let's stop for a second. Look at Dirshu foot number 46. He says, why? B'tam adover sheach shero psulei hador b'shar yomim. Why is hador good if it's not hador good on the rest of the days? So he brings out from the Ramban, since this whole din is a din derabbanon outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the rest of the time the rabbis did not set up this din of hadar. They took the din of lulav and carried it through midrabbanon as a zeichel l'chorban, but they didn't take the requirement of hadar for the rest of the days other than the first day, that they left only for the first day Hadar. And he says, "V'chein kosov behemshech dvarav." The Ramban says, "Mipnei shelo rotzu lachmir b'noyehen," because the rabbis didn't want to be machmir that you have to have all the beautiful attributes that are required for the first day, because she'ena mitzuyim mechamokam, they're difficult to find. Vein matrichin alatzi b'yosmidai, and they didn't want to make it more difficult for everybody to be yotze the rest of the time, since it's a zeichel chor, but it's only midir rabbanan, so therefore they were more lenient. That's the opinion of Ramban. The Ravid disagrees. Aval das Ravid shehu migzeres hakosav. He says no. The din of Hadar, the Torah, was makbid only by Yom Rishon and not for the other days. Then the Dir Shufuno continues and says, "Linyan lekichas lulav shebalav dorshim schar al nitiloso." If the person who owns the lulav says, "If you want to shake my lulav, you got to pay me for it." So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Dibros Moshe brings down Shi'itochin Sha'af L'das HaRambam, even according to the Rambam, that's saying that the other days, other than the first day, Gozel is acceptable, Kan Yesh HaKpada Al Etzem HaShimosh. Here the person says, you can't take my Lulav Netzog unless you pay me for it, so this Shimosh is Maisa Gezele if you take it without paying for it, and he says this would be a Mitzvah HaBoah B'Aveira and would not be allowed. And that which the Rambam said that on days 2 through 7 that a lulav that's stolen is acceptable, that's only but the actual picking up the lulav, you're not doing anything technically wrong. A person's not makbid on somebody else picking up your lulav and then putting it down in the same exact place. And in that way, you didn't really do a mitzvah babi aver, as opposed to if he charges you money for using it and you don't pay for it and you just take it, so then he is makbid. And he says, in the situation where you just pick it up and put it down, when he doesn't charge money for it, so here, your avera didn't occur at the same time that you did the mitzvah, and that's why it wouldn't be a mitzvah babi aver under those circumstances. Back to the Mishabur. Mishabur continues, Umasha kosa b'mnei gozel u'geneva b'yom t'rishon v'chule, that which we said that it's allowed to take a gozel or geneva on days 2 and on, tamo kiven the b'yom t'rishenu d'rabbanon. Again, since yom t'risheni shogolis is a din d'rabbanon, so mutra gozel avol gav the heavy mitzvah bo b'aveira. Even though it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira, as we just pointed out, we don't consider that a problem. However, v'kosha, that it's not good for the ganav and the gazan who stole it. And there it seemed to apply even on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. So the Mogen Avraham answers, but here's the Mogen Avraham. There it's talking about lechachila, you shouldn't use it. Here we're telling us the basic din. That you could be yotzei on the second day. However, you can't because dabayin lochem, and that's not lochem. And this is discussed much more in detail and in depth in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha for these details. The issue of number 47 brings out, interestingly, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Sha'olea Nemra B'toru Smachtim L'fnei Hashem L'kechem Shivas Yomim, so it's Mashba from Tosus and Sukkah, that there the din is D'araisa for all 7 days, and it's also from the Rosh and the Ramban, She'ein Chiluk Bein Yom HaRishon L'Shivas Yomim, that the same din would apply all days, not just the first day, and then it's Momekel the other days. The one difference would be that you still have lochem on the first day, even in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the opinion of these great Rishonim. On the other hand, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, "Gam b'mikdash hapsulim mishum hadar k'sher mishar yomim." He says, no, that the din of hadar was a specific din for the first day and not for the other days. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Lamed Aleph. He says that it's kosher on the other days. Separate from this, though, is can you make a brach on this that we discussed previously that is a problem? And he says, Gamla Dasa Rambam, who says that it's acceptable to use them on the other days other than the first day in Levarach. He still can't make a brach on it because the Botzea Berech Nietz Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is not happy with us when we do something wrong and then we want to make a brach on it. You steal something, you want to make a brach on it, so that's pasnish. Disha footnote number 48 reminds us, however, that we did say if there was Yeyush and Shinu Maiso, Shinu Rishus, so there were opinions that said you could make a bracha on it in that situation. Ayin in that discussion that we had previously on Sif Kotten Vav. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoha, he brings down the Yeish Poslim Begozul Koshivas Yomim, as opposed to the Rambam, which the Mechaber quoted Stam. There are other Rishonim that say that no, a Gozul is no good all 7 days. And the Ramah says, Vahochi Nog, this is the way we paskin. However, I will show Yosibo, but as opposed to Gozel, a borrowed one is acceptable because it's just not Lochem, and it's not any problem to use a borrowed one on the other days other than the first day. And this brought down the name of the Torah, the Magid Mishnah, and named various poskim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Beis explains the reason behind those that say you can't use it all 7 days, the Abali Mitzvah Bobi Aveira, in a Yotzi Bo, because they disagree with the idea that we said it's not a Mitzvah Bobi Aveira on the other days. They say that it is, and therefore you can't use it. The Ramah continues and he says, Umutuli tolulav shel chaveiro below das chaveiro bishar yomim. You likewise can go take your friend's lulav and esrog without his permission. Now we'll see, this is assuming he's not there. And the reasoning is the Ramah now tells us is because the nichal il inish lemeba mitzvah b'mamone v'havi kishol. Because a person is very, very happy that his property is being used for other people to perform mitzvah, and he's happy that he's helping somebody else perform mitzvah, and therefore it's considered halachically like it's been borrowed, not stolen. And that's why somebody would be allowed, as we'll see under certain circumstances, to just take without permission somebody else's lulav and esrog and be yotzei with it. And this is brought down in the name of Trumas Hadeshen. Now, this is a somewhat complicated sugya, so let's go through the Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. He says, the biyom rishon lo mahani, the first day it's not good, ma denichale, even though the person's happy that somebody else is using his lulav and esrog, his dalaninim, because the hobinu lachem, it has to be his. Shelo mamish, you have to actually give it to him. Therefore, it's not allowed for him to just take it. Even if you were to give it to him, it wouldn't be good as a matana. It has to be a matana manaslahas, as we said. So what you should do in that situation, we've learned it a little bit, and we'll learn it more in the future. Now, the issue for number 50 brings down that over there, it's going to say, Shitil chaver matanas gemura, o afilu matana manaslahas, as we've already said. Now, the issue foot number 49 brings down on Yom Tov Sheni, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shelo Yitlenu Ela Midaito. You have to take it with permission on Yom Tov Sheni. I, the Avshiyesha Mekilim Yom Tov Sheni, Kumo B'Shar Yamim. Others say, no, Yom Tov Sheni is like the rest of Chol HaMoed. Mikomokom, Linyin Zeh Yeh Shlochush. You should be concerned over here that it has to be Lochem on Yom Tov Sheni as well. Omnam, Heyek Sheh Medum Shah Minah Kula Hakal Legarme B'Yom Tov Sheni Kishar Yam. He says, nevertheless, the Minah is to allow Yom Tov Sheni to be like Chol HaMoed and not like the first day. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Dalet explains, Kivin de'ein chashash kilkul b'meshanot lo u'meneyabo. There is no way that you're ruining his lulav and esrog by just picking it up and shaking it, taking the lulav and esrog and doing the mitzvah. Even if you're doing the na'anuim, you're not going to ruin it. And therefore, akein lo dame, this is therefore different, lelome mi sefer chavero, if you're going to borrow your friend's sefer, shlomi das, without his permission, that is the osur in Nishikoshish below Shaloyi Kalkalenu. Because there you have to be concerned that he's going to be upset with you, because if you're using a save, you're going to turn the pages, you're going to rip it, you're going to ruin it. Their svarim were not the same as ours. They were handwritten, and they were in printing presses, and it was a very valuable thing. And if you'd ruin it, that would be a huge loss. So therefore, a safer, you can't presume that a person is happy that you're borrowing this safer. We'll see, the din is different nowadays. Then he says, "Kosef prima godim shadav ko pam achas." This is a one-time event. Mutar litlo, you can take it. Oh, I let my lulav at home. I borrow my friend's without his permission. They can take it litlo l'neiabo kalocha. However, to do this every day of the week, hey, I daven at the 8 o'clock minion. He daven at the 7 o'clock minion. No problem. As soon as he leaves his lulav and esrog there. I go take his lulav and esrog every day. That's not allowed. Abul hol shivus yomim after the makbit. Maybe he's upset about that. It wouldn't allow that. Awesome. That wouldn't be allowed. You can't give it to somebody else as well. Because maybe the owner is going to be makbid. And he says, Ayin Lael and Simon Yudala, which deals with Hilchos Tzitzis, Shekosav, the B'chol Gavnei Royali Zora, Kishabalav Imosh Yishalenu. This is all when the Baal is not there. If the owner is there, don't just assume he doesn't mind. Ask him. Shein Som Kanal Chazaki, you can't rely upon the presumption that most people are happy that a mitzvah is done with their product, that it doesn't ruin their product, and yet a mitzvah is done with it, that you can easily go and answer. Walk over to him, say, hey, do you mind if I take your lulav and esrog? And certainly, if this guy is a person that is makbid about these things, then it would be awesome midina lito shlomidata. You wouldn't be allowed to take it without his permission. And even if he's not there, dafko lito bosomakum. When you are allowed to take it, you're only allowed to take it in that place. But avalotzio mi beso, to take it from that place, levesa knesses, to the shul, let's say it was in his house, and you take it to the shul, or it was in the shul, and you want to take it to your house, that definitely would be usher. That certainly is not allowed. Tisha foot number 51 brings down that for a woman, the same din applies, that you can say, noach leleinish lemebe mitzvah b'mamone, because even for the woman, while she's not obligated, it's still a mitzvah, and you're happy that she's performing the mitzvah with your item. Then he discusses taking the lulav from a katan. So the katan doesn't have the power to give it to you. But nevertheless, it's not considered geneva. And therefore he says, even from a katan, you'd be allowed to go and use it in this fashion. Dish Rabbah number 52 explains what's the difference between a sefer, which has no limit on its usage and could get ruined, and a lulav nesuk, which is just taken quickly for a short period of time and it's not going to get ruined. However, he points out in Dish Rabbah number 53 that if it will get ruined, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go and take it either. With this, we conclude today's shiur.